I'd like to share today what really changed my understanding. We were Christian, and what's happened in your spiritual life, and how it very quickly changed everything in my mind. The scripture is Acts 16, from 6 to 10. You know, somebody we are reading scripture, it's good. We're praying, it's good. But one day, Holy Spirit touch you, and everything has changed. Now, this scripture, it was amazing for me. I read this and I think, how it be possible? How possible, how we can hear, how we can know? Now, when we had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and we are forbidden of the Holy Host to preach word in Asia. After we were come to Mysia, we are safe to go to Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. And they passing by Mysia came to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. After he had seen the vision immediately. Wow. Praise God. How we should learn immediately. Immediately. Wow. To go to Macedonia. Wow. That's amazing. You know, I'd like to share my story, something like this in my life. In 2007, just I was born in Ukraine and my dad lived in Ukraine or my mom lived in Moscow. And my parents actually in 2007 never saw my children. Life was like this. About 25 or 30 years I don't went to Ukraine. And first time we saved money, we preferred to preach gospel for my dad, for my relatives. I take children. It was hard journey, but we went to Ukraine. First time in 25 or 30 years with my four kids. And you know, I was very stressed. Because this journey was very hard and really not successful. My dad, he writing books and have a lot in his life. He wrote about 200 books. When we came, first time he saw his grandchildren. Wow. He just make sitting everybody, hug and make a picture. After this, he tell, children disturbing me. I must read writing books. It was like we bought a ticket. It was 2 months later back to Dublin, half a year before, and it was too expensive to buy it. Like, and we have nothing to do. Just I was shocked at a small flat, children at plus 40 degrees. We're going to streets in Ukraine and we speak with people. And you know, normal people on the street was receiving Jesus.
Amen.
It was amazing. It was sincerely people. We were preaching for one couple. And this couple received Jesus. We say, we just came from Siberia. And we are Jew. But we never heard about Jesus. Why? Never in our lives. We say, wow. And we speak, we prayed sinner's prayer. Mm-hmm. And later this couple say, could you pray about us? We say, yes, of course. We get our hands on them, two Jew people, lovely people. We were deported from Ukraine to Siberia and whole life we spent in Siberia. And these people say, we are healed. Wow. And you know, later I ask, on how old are you? We are the same year born. We are 86. And we completely healed now. It was amazing. Just God was doing many, many like this. But situation in our home and with my relatives getting harder and harder. And I understand we can't stay in my dad's flat because he was shouting. I don't know, it was like big conflict. My dad can't sleep on the night. We preach for him gospel. He's shouting. And we can't stay, really. And we don't know what to do. I say, how, in what place we will go? We spend really all money to get to this. But Peter say, it's a good idea. Maybe we will go to seaside. Because we must spend this time in Ukraine. And you know, journey to seaside, it was, we bought the cheapest tickets. When my son was with high temperature, my small boy, I was carrying him on the hand. We were on the train station, and it was like this, we don't know in what train, in what platform we will come. Back, sick child, and train came with no platform at all. We should jump from platform, run, quickly jump on the train, and this train was, we bought ticket, we can't sit, we must lay down on the tops. And my second child was fell down from this. It was, and the whole this train was people, they were selling maybe cigarettes, something like this, full train people like this. It was really hard for me. I was very sad, really. But on this train, before this train, one lady came and said, I have some stuff. Could you drop it to the city when you are going? It was like a joke. I have child on my hand. I have my bags, children. And she said, could you drop it? $2. And I saw this lady. I said, okay, we will help you. But it's good she helped me because I must jump, and I don't know how to jump from these platforms. Actually, this lady helped for me, not me. It's amazing how God is working. But we take this stuff and we drop it to this city. If we get access to people in this city, it means we came to the city, two ladies already are waiting for us. One was a Jehovah Witnesser for 10 years. And second lady was a witchcraft lady. We give a whole stuff. This lady was amazed because for this lady it's expensive. And we're very afraid maybe somebody would steal it. But we say, thank you. We invite us for tea. We came for tea, of course we will come. For everybody I tell, I love to tea if you will invite us. This lady invited us, we preach good news, and it was miracles. These two ladies received Jesus.
Amen.
For witchcraft lady, I can't believe that for 10 years, Jehovah Witnesser, it was, for me it was, thank you Jesus. And she received Jesus, and she received Holy Spirit. Everything. Mm. And she understand that what she was doing, it's wrong, really wrong. God is good. When we came back to my dad to say bye for him, I recognized my dad in his 70s. He had a girlfriend. She was 26. Mm. Maybe why she got pushed us out. Mm. And I was really so sad. Mm-hmm. We speak about Jesus, but it really was not really successful. No one from my relatives really. It was big joy about many people, but in my family. And I came to Dublin from 40 degrees from these sicknesses. My whole children get sick in Ukraine. And I was so happy. I say, thank you, God. Dublin is my city. It's my home. And I tell for Peter, never again. No Ukraine. No more. No more. But you know, God is God.
Amen.
Maybe 2 months later, I sleep, and like in this scripture, I saw a dream. And in my dream, the voice was spoken to me. That in this city that we were in Ukraine, on 1st of June, somebody is coming and like to speak with us. I tell it for Peter. And Peter starts smiling. Oh, you'd like again to Ukraine? You missed Ukraine? I say, no way. No way. And Peter tells, why are you speaking to me? Why? I say, no, I have a voice. It was so real. It was so, I don't know how to tell it. It touched my heart. And Peter said, okay. I don't know how we can do it. But if it's God, and we start, but Peter tell, I don't know how to do this. Again, we are in a few years, maybe we are savings making for this journey. And we start to speak in our group, and everybody starts smiling. On 1st of June, Black Sea, God like to see you. Maybe next time to Mallorca. Maybe God would like to see you. And you know, it was crazy, really crazy. I'd say for Peter, no, I really don't like to go. And if we can't go, it means that we prayed, and we told one another, if it really God, it would be crazy to don't obey. We packed our stuff before 1st of June, maybe 2 weeks before we arrived to this city. We have